This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with private sector representatives, pledges collaboration in the economic reform drive. Government appoints Govinda Bahadur Karki as Chief Secretary. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 8 civil service hospital employees over alleged embezzlement of nearly 30 million rupees. And US President Donald Trump says Iran's ceasefire is over. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held a meeting with representatives of the private sector on the issues of industry, investment, environment and economic reforms. During the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Prime Minister Shah held extensive discussions to revitalize the economy, improve the business climate, remove policy hurdles, boost private sector confidence, create jobs and increase production. The Prime Minister said the private sector is a key partner in economic growth and assured the government would address the practical problems faced by businesses and industries. Prime Minister Shah expressed commitment to forward necessary policy, legal and administrative reforms for building industry and private sector friendly environment with priority. The government has appointed Govinda Bahadur Karki as the new Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel, the meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbhat today decided Karki's appointment. Incumbent Chief Secretary Suman Raj Arial is retiring at the age limit after 2 days. 8 officials of the pharmacy unit at the Civil Service Hospital in New Baneshwar of Kathmandu have been charged in a corruption case involving 29.13 million rupees. According to the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, the accused include pharmacy unit in charge and pharmacy officer Deepa Dhungana, pharmacy assistants Lavendra Kumar, Dinesh Panta, Deepak Sapkota, Binod Pokhrel, Sharmila Shrestha, Kesav Raj Neopane and Sandeep Tiwari. The CIAA alleged the officials misappropriated public property by failing to return expired and near-expiry medicines to suppliers. It has filed a corruption case at the special court seeking imprisonment and fines over the alleged embezzlement of 29.13 million rupees. The House of Representatives today unanimously agreed to send 2 bills, the Tourism Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat and the Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat, to the relevant committees for close-by-close discussion. In today's meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudel proposed to send the Tourism Bill 2082, which was originated in the National Assembly, to the relevant committee for a close-wise discussion in the House of Representatives. Similarly, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle had proposed that the Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment Bill 2083 be sent to the relevant committee for close-by-close discussion. Earlier, opposition lawmakers continued to press the government in the House of Representatives today to provide clear answers to the issues they have raised and demanded greater accountability. During the second meeting at the lower house of the Federal Parliament, they also demanded for greater accountability on the part of the government. CPNUML's Rajendra Kumar Rai claimed that the opposition's demand for the Prime Minister to address the House was in line with the House of Representatives regulation. He urged the government to help create an environment conducive to hold dialogue and force consensus. Following his remarks, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial directed the Parliament Secretariat to expunge from the official record certain comments made by lawmaker Rai during the earlier session that were deemed to have been directed to the Speaker. Likewise, lawmaker from another opposition party wise, Nepali Communist Party, insisted that Nepal had never encroached on the territory of any country and had consistently maintained friendly relations with its neighbors while seeking the return of its own encroached land. Similarly, chairperson of Shram Sanskriti Party, lawmaker Harkar Raj Rai, demanded clarification over remarks alleging that Nepal had encroached on Indian territory. Meanwhile, the next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting, which was adjourned for 15 minutes earlier today, has been adjourned until tomorrow. According to a notice issued by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, today's meeting, which was adjourned for special reasons, will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's Tahir Ali Bhatt expressed his dismay, saying that Speaker's efforts to bring the government to the House to clarify the issues raised by lawmakers had so far remained futile and did not yield any failed meaningful results. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Wheelchairs and facilitators have been arranged at government offices in Simhadarbar to improve access for persons with disabilities, senior citizens and government employees. Chief Secretary Suman Raj Arial said most offices are now disability friendly with the remaining infrastructure to be completed soon. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said the ceasefire with Iran was over following major exchanges of fire between U.S. forces and the Islamic Republic. According to the AFP news agency, Trump blasted Iran as scum and cuckoo after Washington launched strikes on the Islamic Republic overnight and Iran's guards said they had targeted U.S. bases in the Gulf. Oil prices jumped 5% after Trump's remarks. Speaking at the NATO summit in Ankara, Trump said it was up to Iran to return to the negotiating table. He accused Tehran of repeatedly violating the terms of the ceasefire signed on the 17th of June. Pakistan is searching for a Boeing cargo aircraft missing over the Arabian Sea with 5 crew members on board. Al Jazeera cited the Pakistan Airports Authority as saying the Karachi-bound 737-400 plane operated by a Pakistani carrier took off from Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates and lost contact with air traffic control at about 9:18 p.m. on Tuesday after reporting a navigational system fault. Flight tracking data showed the aircraft rapidly losing altitude before briefly climbing again. Its last recorded position was about 335 meters above sea level, around 287 kilometers west of Karachi, after which contact was lost. Pakistani naval ships, aircraft and merchant vessel are searching the area, but no wreckage or survivors have been found so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan region, at many places in the hilly region and at some places in the Tarai region of the country. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Gusty winds are likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. In addition, there is a possibility of very heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with private sector representatives, pledges collaboration in economic reform drive, government appoints Govind Bahadur Karki as chief secretary, anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 8 civil service hospital employees over alleged embezzlement of nearly 30 million rupees, and US President Donald Trump says Iran's ceasefire is over. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.